The Maryland Transit Administration is planning to slash bus service in the Baltimore area by 20% next year. The reductions are a response to the fiscal impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Under the plan, 25 bus lines would be cut entirely, and service would be reduced on 12 others. Last night, school and transit officials discussed the impact of the proposed cuts at a Baltimore City Council hearing. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
About half of all Baltimore households don't have access to a car, and their members rely on transit. But without any federal relief for transit on the horizon, Maryland Transit Administration Executive Director Kevin Quinn says he simply must balance the numbers in his slashed budget.
I want to note that, you know, MDOT does not sit here as an opposing side trying to convince you that these cuts are okay. They are impactful.
Quinn says the cuts aim to reduce service on redundant or less traveled routes in order to maintain frequent service on lines with strong ridership.
We're really trying to work with our local and state officials, advocates, and organizations. We want to gather as much feedback as we plan, and of course, when it's implemented, we'll be monitoring ridership levels and really the impact of those reductions.
Baltimore City Public Schools leans on the MTA. About 35% of city high schoolers rely fully on MTA buses to get to class. Most of them have a commute of 35 minutes each way with at least one bus transfer, says Lynette Washington, City Schools COO.
Two-thirds of our high school students are mainly dependent on public transit. And because they're not doing a straight route from home to school on one particular route, there's a lot of transfers that happen. So it's very complicated for them.
City schools are online for now, but once they reopen, parents are concerned the cuts may make getting to school even more of an ordeal, Washington says.
Every additional 10-minute increase in commute time has a negative impact on our students that lead to absenteeism or them transferring to other schools just because they just don't have a good route to get to schools.
Low-income, Black, and Brown students are more likely to rely on transit and live in transit-poor areas. Melissa Schober, a member of the BCPS Parent and Community Advisory Board, says she is worried the bus line cuts may reinforce school segregation in Baltimore by making it even harder for those kids to get to class.
We are denying children the right to an equitable educational opportunity because we are asking them to depend on a system which is itself not dependable. We are asking them to ride transit that is not designed to support their educational needs.
The plan would cut her own child's preferred bus route to school and present them with two complicated commute options.
So my child now would face the possibility of either taking one single bus and then having to walk over a mile from the nearest corner drop, or being dropped at Northern Parkway and having to cross a multi-lane high-speed road each day, neither of which are appropriate for our child, who is a stroke survivor and has difficulty ambulating over long distances.
The cuts aren't final just yet. The MTA will solicit feedback in a series of virtual public hearings starting in early October. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.